This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're traveling along with you today. We're baking along with you today. We're cooking along with you today. Whatever you're doing, keeping you company as you prepare to get where you're going for Christmas or welcome family into your home, whatever you're doing today. And we're glad to be doing it on What's on Your Mind. Honored that you include us in your Christmas plans for sure. We're also celebrating some of our fine sponsors on the program today. We're with us all year long. They're a Christmas gift to us that lasts all year long. They include our friends at MyPillow, by the way. Delivered a couple of MyPillow presents and heard some inspiring stories from people who say, you can't believe how much better I sleep with that pillow. And thank you for another one because I can make sure I have one at the lake or I have one when I travel or whatever it is. And it's become so much more than a pillow now. All of the products that are there, sleepwear and robes and sheets and towels. And if you go to mystore.com, Michael Lindell has a whole platform of products, American made. Great little, I always do this. It's cheating. I just get to the 11th hour and I say, I don't have enough of a present. You know, I need one more of this and one more of that. Go to mystore.com, find something really cool. Print out a little photo, put it in a card, and say, there you go. There you go. It's on the way. I've ordered it up. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, FrankSpeech.com, promo code Scott at all of them, or call 800-506-9028. Our next guest has been practicing medicine for more than 20 years, more than 25 years, I guess, and recently graduated of the U.S. Army War College. State Surgeon for the North Dakota Army National Guard, President of and CEO of Sanford Health Bismarck as well. Dr. Todd Schaefer is with us today on What's on Your Mind, a hero that served four tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, one of our great veterans, and also now in that leadership role at Sanford West Division, based out of Bismarck, here to talk a little bit about best practices for the Christmas holiday. There's a lot of, I call it fear factor in the media. It's just you know, a lot less just basic facts and good practices and more just, you know, taking the crisis of the day and cramming it down your throat a little bit. So I really appreciate these interviews we've done with Dr. Schaefer, Dr. LeBeau before him, and others as well. I talked to Dr. Peter McCullough yesterday. An interview we'll play on What's on Your Mind next week. And Dr. McCullough is also an expert and has, I just think, hearing from experts, most importantly, having a doctor, you know, so that you can trust in your circle, very, very important, especially at times like this when there's so much information out there and you really want to know how to trust. I just think, who to trust, rather. I just think it's so important to have the facts and the information from many different sources so you can make good decisions. And Dr. Schaefer, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, Merry Christmas, and I really appreciate you having me on the show this morning to be able to talk about this important topic.
So I know these are challenging times for healthcare, no doubt about it. And there are not only the challenges of the pandemic 2 years in, but healthcare that's been put off. And then that causes a crunch on space. And now we have the flu raging. So just give me an overall sense of sitting in that chair right now. What concerns you most?
So I would say that what concerns me most is that we're starting to see that spike in influenza like you talked about. As we went through COVID last year, about this time we started to see the cases coming down again. But the great thing that the public was doing, everybody including myself, doing a really good job of, you know, masking, social distancing, washing hands. And then coming into the part where we started to get vaccinations, you know, vaccines, the first doses were given 1 year and about 10 days ago. So really started to see some glimmer of hope with what we saw. But the really nice thing that we saw last year is we had exactly zero cases of influenza that were positive in the Bismarck region. We did right around 3,500 to a little over 4,000 tests for influenza. We did not have a single positive. We're already starting to see that positivity rate go up quite significantly. We've actually had people in the hospital already with influenza A. So it is much of a blessing as it was last year to not have any influenza A in the community to put that additional strain on the hospital. We're seeing it more so this year, which isn't entirely unexpected, largely because I think that, you know, people are just over it. You know, we've been dealing with COVID for over a year and a half now. And, you know, we've got a lot of, like you talked about, in the media, there's a heck of a lot of misinformation and disinformation and just a lot of side-taking. So I really appreciate the comment about, you know, talk to your doctor, figure out what's best and is right for you for your vaccination. You know, and this isn't just COVID vaccination, it's also influenza vaccination. We're seeing a significant decline in vaccination rates for influenza as well. And we're starting to see that with the amount of cases that are picking up in the region.
How much of that do you think is just the, I call it creepy, level of just, you know, I mean, you're vax shamed, right? If you don't have it, you know, and if you do, you've almost turned into a full throated, like we cheer for the Vikings, we cheer for people to get vaccines. It's just like sort of, you know, the one thing that I've taken away from this whole 2 years is, man alive, I want to have a doctor I trust. I want to have a great relationship with that doctor no matter what comes. I want to be able to go in and say, hey, doc, what do you think? And I've heard a little of this and I've heard a little of that. You know, it's just so much noise out there that it's unbelievable. And one of the big worries for me, Dr. Schaefer, is to say in general, vaccines are incredibly effective tools. And that's been proven in history. And when you say vaccination rates are down for the flu, it's an alarm bell for me to say this is a consequence of just too much noise about, you know, set aside the COVID vaccine, whether it's right for you based on the risk or the benefit. Again, have the discussion with the doctor. But so much of the noise around the COVID vaccine is going to end up harming, you know, people's trust in the vaccine overall. Do you worry about that?
Absolutely, we do. We have this exact discussion because what, you know, where does it stop in terms of vaccines? I completely agree with you in terms of, you know, having a primary care doctor that you trust, that, you know, because as physicians, we're charged to stay current with any kind of current medical literature that's out there. So it's really our duty to stay informed, to best advise our patients on what to do from the best medical advice that's out there. So that's the best advice that we can give people. You know, in terms of, you know, really not trusting other vaccinations, there was, you know, really a sort of anti-vax movement that started to gain a little bit of traction here and there throughout the country, even before COVID. And the COVID vaccine, I think, just really amplified that, the message that was coming out of the anti-vax movement. You know, as physicians, we had a lot of great discussions with patients in regards to their concerns for not vaccinating themselves or their children. But this has really, I think, put a huge wedge in between the crowd that, you know, really believe in vaccines and that don't believe in vaccines. And you're 100% right. People who choose to get it get shamed by the other side that say you're just a sheep and you're, you know, you shouldn't be getting vaccines. The government's just trying to control you. And then you got the other side saying, you know, you don't care about the pandemic. Look at the strain this is putting on the hospitals. And it's really hard to have civil discourse to say, you know what, let's talk about our points. Let's talk about why we're disagreeing about this and come to a decision based on medical facts versus political differences.
And let's talk about the flu strain you mentioned, already people hospitalized. I know last year was unusual because of just, and there was one example, probably masking, obviously, and the just basic simple things, wash your hands, hand sanitizer, all that, plummeted the cases. But would it be typical, taking the outlier year out, to say that people are hospitalized, or is this a particularly concerning strain of the flu you're seeing?
I don't see that as necessarily a particularly worrisome strain. From what the early evidence suggests, I think it's a more of a routine. It's not, you know, the big scare like we had a few years ago with H1N1, where it had a significant shift. But I think, you know, whenever we have a season where there's not native flu that runs through a population, because every time you get the flu, you build up a little more antibodies to the influenza virus itself. And when you skip that, you just have that natural immunity that's down a little bit. So when you get the strain that comes through the next year, you have a little bit more effect of it. And we are early in the season. Like I said, we've seen a pretty good spike of cases. We've had a few hospitalizations from it yet. And time will tell. It's the influenza A virus that we're seeing right now, which is typical. Usually early season is A and late season is B. So, you know, time will tell. But, again, even though COVID cases are slightly dropping in the hospital, they're being replaced by influenza cases. So it continues to put that strain on our resources.
Right. And, again, I'm still amazed to hear people that made a decision to put off care that was necessary. So there's sort of that perfect storm of bed pan up, hospitalization crunch, then flu, and whatever number percent is also there from COVID. More with our conversation with Dr. Todd Schaefer, President Bismarck Sanford, after this.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started, today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata Solid.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Suntan toes. Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour. Dr. Todd Schaefer with us today on the program. We have a little Christmas music as we're continuing on here. A little Mannheim Steamroller with one of the best of the best here, huh? There you go. That's what it's about on this Christmas. what's on your mind. Rolling on. Christmas Eve edition. And I have more coming up where that came from too today and what's on your mind. Brought to you in part by PetroServe USA. You're traveling today. Lowest price fuel. Best way to, you know, fill up. And also, she's got some great specials. Great stocking stuffers too. Bisonware. Get registered for the Bison Game Day giveaway coming up on the Frisco National Championship Game. So last chance to get registered. Two $500 gift certificates at PetroServe USA. But they have all the apparel. So Bison fans, great gift-giving ideas. A lot of goodies there. The stocking stuffers, too, like, I don't know. They have, like, ball caps and queen-size blankets for $5 off and Pop Daddy pretzels. They got a lot of goodies. The PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Back with more with Dr. Todd Schaefer, president of Sanford West Division. Let's talk about the holiday here and sort of best practices. So as people gather, obviously, a good rule of thumb would be what to be wise about. Again, we've gone from the ridiculous and they should cancel Christmas and you should go nowhere and should not leave your house to, there's nothing to see here, nothing to worry about here. Give us your best advice, Dr. Schaefer.
And I would agree with that. I think those are the two extremes, and I think both of them are equally silly. I think the best advice is to, if you're not feeling well, it would be best to stay home. So if you do have any symptoms in terms of runny nose, sore throat, cough, anything that could be consistent with an influenza or COVID, even if you think it's just a small cold, the best practice would be to stay home. If you do get out, if you're in a large gathering, obviously masking does help and making sure really good hand hygiene. So making sure that you wash your hands. If you cough or sneeze, make sure you're coughing or sneezing into your arm. And then hand sanitize or wash your hands right after that. So I don't think everybody needs to lock themselves up in individual rooms in each of their houses and not go everywhere. Christmas is a fantastic holiday. It's great to get together as a family and see each other and have meals together and play games and have presents. But if it's done right, you can do it safely. So you just really have to be honest with yourself and say, if I'm not feeling well, I probably should just stay home rather than potentially infect the people that I love the most.
How about testing? There's, again, some national reporting on this and availability of it. I know Sanford Health has really leaned into this to make that pretty easy as well. If you're just not feeling right, should you get tested before you make that decision?
That would be the safest. So if you are on the fence about whether you should go or not, we do have plenty of tests. The one thing Sanford Health has done well is that we really stocked up with, PPE and, masks, tests, et cetera. So we do have the availability to do testing before you do go to your loved ones. We have walk-in clinics that are open both today and tomorrow that would be available for testing if you do have symptoms. If you're asymptomatic, the testing isn't as effective. But if you do have symptoms, I would highly recommend getting tested before you decide to attend events.
There's not much in the way of masking going on everywhere I am, Western Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota right now. I remember one of the reasons a lot of people suggested that the flu numbers plummeted last year because the mask is actually more effective against flu than it would be the viral load that is so tiny at, in the COVID vaccine. When you talk about masking related to the flu, is that more effective for the flu?
Well, I think if you just look at what we did last year and seeing what the effect it had for community spread of influenza, I think you could argue very safely that it was effective against the flu. I think by masking, it just does a really good job of reminding people to, stand clear of others and making sure you have good hand hygiene. So I think it's just a good reminder that there are infections out there, and it's not just the flu. We're also seeing all kinds of other coughs and colds, RSV, so any kind of other viral infections that are out there, we're starting to see a fair number of those. I spoke with one of our walk-in docs earlier today, and he was telling me that he's seeing a fair amount of that coming through as well. It's not just all COVID and flu that's coming through. There's a heck of a lot out there that could lead to a lot of other illness.
Texas says, my son was just diagnosed with the swine flu. Is that on a comeback, or is that just a rare case?
that's more of a rare case. Technically all flu is swine flu. They all start in ducks and pigs, and then that's where they mutate, and that's where they have that antigenic drift. That's why we have a different strain every year. They get into swines and ducks, and that's where they do their changing and come out every year a little different.
Texter says medical... Texter... Go ahead and finish. Sorry, Todd.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Another text. Medical fact on the COVID shot. It does not stop transmission or infection. So what are the benefits of getting the shot?
The benefits of getting the shot is that it's been very, very effective at preventing severe hospitalization and death. So if you look at severe disease, hospitalization, and death, just check the numbers this morning where we're at Stanford. We have 178 people with COVID in the hospital, and 18 of those are vaccinated. If you look at those on a vent, we have 38 that are on a ventilator, and 3 of those are vaccinated. So even though the potential is there to continue to spread it, we know that the burden that we put on the hospital and the health systems is far less. So you'll, as an individual patient, the likelihood of you doing better if you were to get COVID is significantly increased. So even if you have the shot, it's still a good idea if you're not feeling well to really stay home and lay low.
What percentage of your total staffed hospital beds have COVID patients in them right now?
Right now, the total percentage for ours is right around 5 to 6%. At the peak, it was about 25%. So to your point earlier, there's a lot of illnesses that we have, whether it's heart attacks, strokes, pneumonias, a lot of different things that are happening. So people are still getting sick with routine illnesses. Some of that was because of lack of health care from the last year and a half.
But the bottom line message as we head into the Christmas holiday here is if you don't feel well, don't risk it. Don't be around others. Could be the flu, which is obviously spiking. Could be COVID. You don't know. Get tested, though, and you can do that just by going into a Sanford location. Do you have extra testing hours, Todd?
You could go to any of the Stanford locations, whether it's your primary care doc, they have the testing there. Our walk-ins are fully stocked. We have the two different walk-ins that we have that are there as well. So we have hours today. We have hours tomorrow. I believe it's 10 to 4 on each day.
Very good. So you can easily find that by calling or checking the website. Expanded hours there as well. Yep.
Absolutely.
And if you don't feel well, stay home for the holidays.
Absolutely would be my recommendation.
Best thing you can do for your loved ones at Christmas right there. Dr. Todd Schaefer, thanks for your service to our great country as a veteran, Iraq, Afghanistan, and obviously caring for patients for 25-plus years and our active duty, Guard, Reserve folks. Merry Christmas to you, Dr. Schaefer.
Merry Christmas to you as well. I appreciate you having me on.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More good news. The Food and Drug Administration on Thursday authorized an antiviral pill developed by Merck and Ridgeback Biotherapeutics. Dr. Nishawat on Fox News Friday morning.
This is going to help keep patients out of the hospital, reduce your risk of death, hospitalizations. You have to start it, though, within 3 to 5 days, and it really has been shown to be very effective. We've got Paxlovid, we've got Molnupiravir, and hopefully I'll be able to prescribe this to my patients in the next week or so.
COVID-19 has caused dozens of last-minute airline cancellations for the next 24 to 36 hours. To check on your flight anywhere in the world, go to flightaware.com. The CDC on Thursday shortened the recommended isolation time for healthcare workers who test positive for COVID-19 from 10 days to 7 days if they're displaying minor symptoms. The new guidance is for fully vaccinated people who test positive. Merry Christmas from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
From the 50s, from Dinah Washington, right there. A little classic Christmas, Silent Night. Silent Night, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Away in a Manger. These are all Christmas classics I absolutely love. Love, love, love. Okay, let's do some more Christmas caller winners, shall we? We're celebrating the winners. Our question of the day today, if you care to answer it and be eligible to win, by texting us at 701-237-1590, or you can call us at 800-228-0550. Question today, what is joy? What is joy for you? What is the joy Luke speaks in the Bible when he says, do not be afraid? Do not be afraid. What kind of joy is that that comes from not being afraid? What does eternal joy mean? These have been so fun. What kind of questions have we all asked, Chris? I'm trying to remember what we asked. What does a Savior mean? Kind of in a mortal and an immortal sense. When you hear the word Savior, what does that mean? We had the winner from that earlier. We talked about what is evil. What is evil to you? When you hear the term, evil, In the sense of a battle of good versus evil, what's evil? Listen to this answer.
What we're battling in this world is between good and evil is Satan. Satan is the root of all evil. And if we let him control ourselves, control us, then he's going to, in the end, he'll feel like he wins, but he won't win. The Blessed Mother will win. She will crush his head. The Blessed Mother will triumph in this life. She'll crush his head, return everyone to the Catholic Church like they are supposed to. The Satan is who we're battling. That's it. He's got control of a lot of these people in this country right now. And he's orchestrating and thinking he's going to win, but he will not. That's the evil. The good is Christ. the Blessed Mother at this time of the year, we're celebrating his birth, the birth of our Lord, which is good. Good will triumph over evil all the time. We're celebrating his birth. He came into this world, provided us with the means to get to heaven. That's our ultimate goal in this life. This world is not our life. This world is not, it was not made for us to be here forever. It'll be ended, and everyone will be judged depending on their state in life, their way they live their life. If you live the good, you go to heaven. If not, the ultimate end is hell.
Profound. Give you a lot of things to think about, unless you think, he's this promoting the Catholic Church, and I'm Protestant, and he's saying something. Catholic means united, means one. Right? And we are all on the same team as Christians. We can't forget that. And I think that's what he meant by that. Don't want any Christmas food fights, Chris. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Hey, we just got a text answering today's question. Texter says, joy is believing that Jesus died for our sins. If we believe that and lead a righteous life because of him. What great textures do we have, Scott?
Oh, I know. They're so profound in how they answer these questions. I absolutely love it. And there's what that person's describing as joy now by living your life that way and the joy that awaits in the next life. So these are just fantastic questions. And that's the 10th, right? Is that the 10th lucky winner?
That is number 10.
All right. So two more to go, folks. And you can answer that question before the end of the program here today. 800-228-0550. Send us a text. Give us a call. Here we go. Now, another answer to the, by the way, it was a Montana winner. So, winner, winner. MyPillow product. Let's go Brandon t-shirt from NodakTees.com. NodakTees.com. Another great Christmas gift giving idea right there. Go to NodakTees right now. Maybe you don't want Let's Go Brandon because you don't want to trigger any family members. That's okay. How about this? Or your coworkers or whoever might encounter you when you have the Let's Go Brandon. I'm fearless. I have the Let's Go Brandon hat, and I love the t-shirts from Nodak Tees because the Let's Go Brandon is spelled in shipping containers for the supply chain crisis that doesn't exist, according to Joe Biden. Just so you know. Just so you know, okay? You're going to love them. But you could go with the North Dakota Farm. Celebrate farms. Dakota, as in the outline of North Dakota, says farm in the middle, really cool. A North Dakota farm. Celebrate your ag roots. NodakTees.com. Go look at it, print it out, put it in the card. T-shirt on the way. We're helping you with the last-minute gift-giving ideas here as well. Another answer on the question of what is evil. Human nature and, by default, all of humanity are evil. Greed, lust, tyranny, deception are our natural defaults. Only through God's love, Christ's death, have we been redeemed in the afterlife. Our earthly world offers little hope for salvation. There you go. That make you think,
wow,
Chris? Yeah. Another one. The truly poor. We had a question about what does it mean to be poor? And who at Christmas time do you really want to say, you know, they could use a little help. I'm going to find somebody who's truly poor this Christmas and help them. This texter said, the truly poor are those that have no faith in God. For them, there is no hope. Without hope, you're not optimistic, and all else doesn't matter, as you've already defeated yourself. So, what does that mean? Poor in spirit. How do you give them a gift this Christmas? You ever had anybody in your circle, Chris, that didn't have the joy that you have, that didn't have the love you had, and you had to sort of talk truth to power and bring them in a little bit and say, you know, maybe you want to think about coming this way. We've got to be careful how you do it, but we can do that, can't we?
We sure can. You know what brings me joy this Christmas, Scott?
What's that?
Is seeing that our friend, Bruce Jovig, is doing better.
Yeah, this is a Christmas miracle. I posted the middle of November a story about a friend, and that friend was Bruce Jovig. A lot of folks know Bruce if you're in the Northern Valley. famous Norwegian from Crosby, North Dakota. And Bruce had COVID, was on a ventilator, was sedated, and was told by the doctors maybe 1% chance of living. And we put a post up on Facebook. We called a lot of folks to pray for Bruce. And he put a post up yesterday saying, "I have another chance because of you," which just absolutely warmed my heart. I haven't had a chance to talk to Bruce yet, but it's on my Facebook page if you want to check it out. That's a Christmas miracle. We have some more Christmas miracles before the end of the show. We're going to talk about Wall of Honor and veterans in need of help this Christmas and some that have been helped because of an anonymous angel. Is that not cool or what? All right, more Christmas winners here. Here is Doug in Bismarck from yesterday.
Well, yesterday I spent $1,000 on my pillow slippers.
You did not.
I did. I had some sent to Michigan to my daughter and her half, to mine, my son and his wife, my two sons and their wives in Beulah.
So he's not a Christmas caller, but he's pretty cool. So we're going to send him a gift, too. That was so dang fun. It was unbelievable. Let's check out Rick and Minus' answer to one of our Christmas questions, and then we'll go to Jim and Bismarck.
Hey, everybody. Merry Christmas. Hey, first thing, a caveat. I don't do everything that I'm going to say perfectly, so I fail every day. But I have three kids, my two youngest ones. We try to do it three different ways through Christmas, but year-round, verbally, non-verbally, and physically. Verbally, you give thanks every day through prayer, bite your tongue, be kind to others, greet everybody you see, just right off the top. Nonverbal, pray when you're alone, write letters of thanks to people without signing your name. They don't need to know who you are. Just let them know you appreciate whatever it may be. Donate money, raise money for good causes that you believe in. And then the last thing is the physical part. Do good deeds. Help when it's inconvenient or convenient. And I try to teach them. It doesn't matter if it takes you 20 seconds or 20 minutes or half a day. And you don't look for a thanks. You just, you know what, because someday somebody can help you out. But you're not doing it for that reason. You're just to help out. And I want to give a shout out to my, real quick, my nephew who's back from overseas. He's a captain in the U.S. Army, and we're just driving down to Bismarck Mandan to go see him. He hasn't been home for almost 5 years. So, Captain Nick, Merry Christmas and welcome home for 10 days anyway.
Oh, my gosh. All kinds of great messages there. One of our Christmas callers. We selected 12 callers, texters for the best answers to our Christmas questions these last 12 days, and it's been so fun. Jim in Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas, but I just wanted to share briefly about what is joyful in my life. The first thing is I'm joyful that all my kids are following Christ, and that is such a peaceful feeling inside to know that they all love Christ. Second, I want to be joyful to the fact that a curse in my side of the family has been broken for the last three generations, is that none of the men have lived past 72. I turned 73 today. So I'm thankful for that. And the best joy of all that I have is that knowing when I lay my head on my pillow at night, if I don't wake up, I'm going to wake up in heaven because Christ is my Savior.
It's a great gift. And it's a joy on this earth knowing what's awaiting you on the next one, in the next one. Right,
Amen
Jim?
To that.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
That's 100% joy. Well, hang on a second, Jim. We're going to get some information from you. And great answer means we have a winner. So, last caller of this wonderful ride of the last 12 shows we've done with Christmas questions of the day. Hang on. Brad will get your information, and we'll send you a prize package that includes Let's Go Brandon t-shirts and a MyPillow gift. A Christmas miracle when we come back. News breaks every minute. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it. And you should, too. Newsmax is already the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. Get the latest on COVID, the inflation surge, and what's really happening in Washington. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central and watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning of the growing threat from China. Stinchfield is asking the tough questions. He's fighting for you. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Stinchfield on all major cable systems in North Dakota and South Dakota. except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels on basic cable but won't carry Newsmax. Remember that when Midco asks you to sign up for their services. Let them know you won't subscribe. Millions are also watching the free Newsmax app on their phones. You can get it for free on your smartphone store right now. Newsmax. I trust it. So can you. Petroserve USA, helping America feel better with the lowest price fuel around and lots of choice at the pump. Plus, great deals all month long, like any size coffee or cappuccino, 49 cents. Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. Old Trapper Deli Sticks, $10.99. Energizer batteries, any size, a buck off. And ball caps and queen size blankets, $5 off. Plus, the 4 for 4 deal, pizza, 2 cookies, 20 ounce drink, $4. Petroserve USA, helping America feel better.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532. Action Movers.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For the rest of the segment, because it's that good. Silent Night, Mannheim Steamroller. But we have stuff to do, because this is the final segment of What's on Your Mind, Christmas Eve edition. Super producer Chris Larson riding shotgun with me. We're going to announce the rest of the winners that we actually need numbers for. They called in with great answers, but we need their contact info so we can send them the prize package for being one of the callers of the day. But first, tell me about Schwann's there, Mr. Chris Larson.
That's right, Schwann Buick GMC, one of our sponsors. New in Buicks and GMCs arriving daily. Hurry before they're gone again. Reminder, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty is a lifetime. They are located under the big American flag, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Call them at 714-214. 6372 or email schwabbuick@gmc.com. Schwab Buick GMC, one of our wonderful sponsors here on What's on Your Mind.
10 before the top of the hour. Tammy Ibach is here from a great, great project. Volunteer folks that do some amazing work celebrating our veterans in North Dakota. And we have a little Christmas miracle story to tell you about before we leave today. And then we'll run down all the lucky winners in the Christmas Caller Contest as we wrap up today. Tammy, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Chris, too.
You okay with Silent Night serenading you here?
Oh, absolutely. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. You told me yesterday about a great story of an anonymous Christmas donor, and, of course, Wall of Honor all year long celebrates our veterans. But to know there are veterans in need is a great place for us to say, let's remember what the reason for the season is, and let's spread that joy we've been talking about to veterans in need. Tell me a little bit about this story.
You're absolutely right, Scott. This story is about veterans in need. And for your listeners, just as a reminder, I'm a volunteer with the Wall of Honor, and we are an indoor digital display platform located in 90 locations throughout North Dakota that honor veterans, first responders, and active military. It's one of the most rewarding volunteer positions I've ever had. But getting to the heart of this story, Scott, we had an anonymous donor come to us last Friday, and I hope that person is listening to the show, gifted the Wall of Honor $10,000 to reach out and find those military people and or first responders right now that have a need. And the request was, don't break it down into small amounts. Start at $1,000. So today, we have gifted $8,000 to veterans across the state. We partnered in the Dickinson region with the Injured Military Wildlife Project of North Dakota, and they found two veterans for us in the west, and they are single parents, have small kids. $1,000 checks were dispersed to those two people, so each person got $1,000. We have a veteran here in Bismarck who his furnace went out, is in a real financial struggle in that life personally. So we wrote a check to that person for $2,000, and then Bismarck Heating and Air came on board, and they're partnering with us too, and they're going to match it. We're going to make sure that person has heat in their home today. And then we have a group of veterans that we have written $1,000 checks to up in that Minot to Kenmare region, too. So we've touched lives today. And it's made those of us who work for the Wall of Honor beyond humbled. You know, you can sit with your fireplace on and packages under the tree and you forget that people have serious needs. So whoever that donor is that gave us that $10,000, we thank you, because we really don't know who it is. And then we thank you for the opportunity to tell the story.
Anytime, any place, as long as needed for those veterans. Yeah. What we do is easy. But, boy, that donor, how wonderful. How many others could do something similar and have an unspeakable amount of joy? Our question today is, dealt with what is joy for you, what is Christmas joy, and to give like that and know that that gift blessed so many. Think about that. Going into Christmas, single parents as veterans, you know, the peer group for the kids, they're all getting Christmas, they're all getting toys, you know.
Right.
And now that person able to bless their parents. It's such a great story. It is. And I think it's also a great reminder that there are veterans who've laid their life on the line to serve us. That are in need, and some of them suffering from the challenges that come from being in harm's way. So never forget those veterans. So appreciate what Wall of Honor does. We talk about it whenever we get a chance. It is great, and help in any way. It's a charitable organization, so you can help with your good hard-earned dollars and just spread more of those monitors all across the great state of North Dakota.
Scott, the first part of January, we will be installing our 100th location, and you're going to be with us at that location talking about it, because it's a big deal.
Can hardly wait. Yep. Hardly wait. And website quickly, Tammy?
Yeah, it's thewalloofhonor.org.
Wall of Honor.
For us.
God bless
you. Find honorees.
Merry Christmas.
So we can get them out there. Merry Christmas, Scott.
Appreciate you very much. And, folks, that's a wrap. We'll celebrate all of our callers on Facebook for the Christmas callers of the day. Thank you.
You know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota. It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.